This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. The insurance company Ambetter, distributed in Ohio through the Buckeye Health Plan, is facing a class action lawsuit that could include thousands of customers. The patients argue the company misled them by falsely listing doctors as in-network on their website. Janet Aberray is the managing partner of the Ohio office of Berg Simpson, the law firm handling the case, and she joins me now. Janet, what do patients experience that led them to file this lawsuit?
What they experienced is that the providers listed on Ambetter's website as in-network providers, in fact, were not in-network. And many people found that for a particular specialty, there would be no in-network providers available through Ambetter.
Help us understand why this matters. You know, couldn't they have just switched to another doctor once they found out the providers were out of network?
Well, no, because first of all, there often was no option of an in-network provider. The second thing would be the only option would be someone very far away, you know, 40, 50, 100 miles away from their location. The other issue is that once you select a plan on the exchange, you cannot switch for a year. So you might find out in March that the providers who you thought were included are not on the plan, and you can't do anything about it until the following January. And when I say providers, it's not just my family doctor wasn't included. It will be Children's Hospital is not included. University Hospital is not included. It's entire large groups of doctors and practices, so that people really had no choices for their health care through Ambetter.
I mean, this sort of thing sounds familiar to lots of us who have navigated Byzantine websites and bureaucracies of insurance providers. What brings this up to the level that it's legally actionable?
Well, several things. The Affordable Care Act requires that insurance companies selling through the exchange have to have a current list of providers available on a website. And the purpose is so people can look at it and say, yes, my doctor's included. So if you're buying a product, in this case, you're buying the coverage for in-network providers, and then you find out that people aren't actually in-network, you haven't gotten what you paid for. And again, it's beyond just the inconvenience of, oh, my particular doctor isn't on. People are calling and calling and calling. It can take weeks to go through this list to try to find somebody who actually is in network for the specialty you're looking for. And several of our clients in the complaint, the class representatives, were finally told we don't have a provider in that specialty. So it's a systemic problem, and it's on a very large scale. It's not just, oh, this one doctor at the street corner decided not to take Ambetter anymore.
I was going to ask, provider status switches all the time. I mean, is it possible this is an honest mistake?
Well, anything's possible, but it certainly doesn't seem consistent with the facts. For instance, you can go on Ambetter's website right now and put in Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, and it shows up as being on the provider network. Then if you go to Nationwide Children's Hospital's website, it lists which plans they accept, and it specifically says they don't accept Ambetter. So, and that's just one example. It's like that throughout the state of Ohio.
Janet Aberray, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Oh, my pleasure.